Namaskar, welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Sujit and me. Jamshedpur as a city has been managed by the Tatas for the last 90 years. The public utilities, the sanitation, the roads, the power in Jamshedpur are handled, looked after and managed by a Tata subsidiary called JUSCO. The Supreme Court recently, in a show cause notice to the Jharkhand government and to Tata Steel, has asked them, why should Jamshedpur not be handed over to a public municipality? In other words, the Tata domain of management of Jamshedpur, why should it not be stopped? And the purpose, as the Supreme Court says, is to get public participation in maintenance and expansion of Jamshedpur. In yet another related incident which concerns private sector and governance of a city is Bangalore. Bangalore at the moment has a huge problem of pollution, urban waste management. And it is said that the Chief Minister of Karnataka has requested Wipro to help Bangalore to manage its urban pollution and waste disposal. Yet another instance that comes to mind is the government has been trying to set up 100 smart cities in India, but it has not been able to do it on its own. Sujit, I have a question to you. All these are instances of the need for public private participation in managing public areas or cities. Whether it is Wipro being asked to, you know, manage waste disposal, a software company getting into waste disposal, or Tata Steel managing Jamshedpur all these years. They have done a good job for the last 90 years. And the recent one of smart cities not taking off. How do you view the need for what I would call private cities?
You know, Akhilesh, before I answer your question, I want to tell you a very interesting anecdote that happened in my life. A year back, I was in a public forum. I was speaking in a public forum and in the dais, we had a very senior Maharashtra politician. And the same topic, privatization versus non-privatization. So I was obviously speaking on behalf of privatization. I told them, look, they can't run companies. Government can't run companies. Government can't run a profitable unit. So, you know, it has to be privatized. So, baat vagare hui, everything happened and all of that. And backstage, when we were sipping a cup of tea, this senior politician walks up to me and says, "Bhaiya, aap sab agar private karoge, toh hum kya karenge, yaar? Hum kaun kya karenge?" So, you know, it's actually a fact. Cities, Mumbai, there was a concept of having a CEO for Mumbai. And it was actually one of the best thoughts that was put up. And I remember when that was tabled in one of the council meetings in Mumbai, by the then Chief Minister of Maharashtra. The fact remains that somewhere down the line, the concept of CEO or the idea of CEO in their minds were not the CEO. Their idea of CEO, one politician was given a new designation and put a CEO.
Right.
So there was no CEO as in
a corporate jargon,
absolutely, as we know. Absolutely. So the point is, city has to be privatized. Governments do not have, you know, government is only bothered about the last 6 months of before the election. The 4.5 years, a government is not bothered about. We both have even seen governments very closely. Okay, their first priority is their constituency, their votes. Their second priority is their party. Their third priority is earning money. And their last priority is
managing a city.
Managing a city, state, or a country for that matter of fact, in the way it goes. So the fact remains that government of India or people, the politicians of the day, or the government which is run by politicians, their understanding about cities or their focus on cities are minuscule, number one. Number two, everything, every decision, and let me tell you, every decision that a politician takes for his constituency, stroke for his city, stroke for his state, stroke for his country is based on his votes And his popularity.
And his corruption driven.
And his capsule, which is something that I was going to come last. And the fact that how much is it going to fetch him or his party. Okay, the fact remains that no decisions are taken without these parameters in consideration. So you go out and talk about, you know, a morning yoga park for people. No politician even would give an appointment to listen to you.
You know, the matter is a little more serious as time goes by. And the reason I'll tell you is, let's take off on why the smart cities program of the government has not really taken off. The initial company towns, as we call it, were simple. There would be a company setting up a factory in a large base or a company having a huge mine somewhere with thousands of workers. And they needed to house the workers, give them better living conditions, give them a better society. So it was simple. You had to set up houses, set up public utilities, put up a church, put up a school, put up a college, a hospital, give them power and water, and you were done. It was easier. That is how Lever Brothers set up Port Sunlight in UK. Cadbury set up Bonneville in the UK again. They were company towns. They were towns which are driven by a company. Tata set up Jamshedpur. You had umpteen of these towns throughout the world. Japan had them. USA has had them. Germany has had them. Wherever a big corporate came. But those days, technology was simpler. The demands of living were simpler. Today, with the kind of technology we are talking, is the government equipped to provide the resources and the technology for what I call better living conditions, which are emerging anyway? It doesn't look to be so. Because in India at the moment, by a smart city, what do we think? Well, you know, they gave Wi-Fi in the whole city free. That is not a smart
Absolutely.
City.
Absolutely. It's not even equipped, Akhilesh. It is not even equipped. It is also, does the government has a mindset to serve people? They don't. Government do not have the mindset to serve people. No government, which you have done a show on this, yeah. No government organization, no government officer. An officer will think he will do you a favor. The concept of serving does not exist. So there is no mindset. Okay, now all this thing about potholes in Mumbai. Okay, there was one RJ who...
You're talking potholes, Sujit. If you go to the best megapolis or the biggest cities in the world, there is such efficient waste disposal. You don't have landfills. You don't see garbage on the roads. The technology is available. You go to a city like New York, which generates more garbage than Bombay, but you don't see the garbage around. There's technology available for handling all of it. There's expertise available. There are companies available. Why don't we have it in Bombay? The fact remains is that the private sector perhaps manages it better.
I'm sure the private sector manages it better, and I'm sure the private and the government sector will definitely not allow the private sector to come in. It's because the moment you see the private sector handling it,
pockets of corruption are gone.
Gone.
Pockets of power are gone.
Gone.
Pockets of harassment are gone.
Correct. Simple, small example I would give you. Take the metro stations and the metro line versus the railway stations and the railway lines. I mean, look at the cleanliness there and look at the dirt here. Look at the discipline there and look at the chaos here. See, always people were blamed. People were blamed because they spit everywhere, they are not hygienic or whatever. Always it was the people.
It doesn't happen on the metro station.
Correct. Why? Is it people from America coming and...
You know, I'll take ahead of the point that you have said. The statistics say that increasingly the world is going to live in cities. Urbanization is becoming more and more. You will need better planned cities with up-to-date technologies. The likes of Microsoft has bought thousands of acres of land in Arizona near Phoenix. They are setting up a modern, high-tech city. High-tech is not just in terms of electronics, in terms of living conditions. Alphabet, which is Google's parent company, is doing something like that in Toronto. They are again putting up a city which is modern, very livable, very good living conditions, good balance of work and life, and up-to-date technology. This experiment has already succeeded in terms of setting up these kind of cities. You know, Morgan Stanley and POSCO have set up a high-tech, modern city at the cost of $35 billion near Seoul in South Korea, called Songdo. You got to see to believe it. What kind of living conditions they have created? They are unthinkable in a city like Mumbai at the moment. For setting up these kind of, you know, facilities of living, it needs a certain technology, it needs a certain management, it needs a certain expertise.
And political will.
And political will. Where does the government have it? So if the Supreme Court is trying to divest the Tatas of, you know, the management of Jamshedpur, They should actually go and look at some of the towns close by. There's an Adityapur, which is like an extension of Jamshedpur. There's a city called Jugsalai. There's a place called Mango, which are in the vicinity. There's a complete contrast between a Jamshedpur and those towns. That is proof of what the private sector does.
So, while the country is talking about selling Air India and selling the electricity boards, they should also equally think of actually privatizing cities.
You know, the reason it makes even more economic sense is, India has got about 4,000 urban bodies and 160 municipalities. Sujit, they collect a revenue of 1.5 lakh crores a year. That is obscene amount of money. It is not put to good use. They also are loaded with assets. Mumbai as a city for the municipality is loaded with assets. They cannot leverage it in the capital markets and raise bonds, despite having so many assets and cash flows, because it is utterly mismanaged. We suffer. So if it was in private hands, or it was in a privatized model, where there's better management, there's better accountability, where there's less corruption, you would actually find that the assets of Mumbai are leveraged to raise money to give us better metros and far better amenities and living conditions.
But then one question that lingers in my mind, Akhilesh, will the politicians allow these private companies to function?
I don't think in India they would want to do it.
Correct. No, not even that. Forget about them privatizing a city. But even if it is done so, for instance, if you put public pressure and it is done so, do you think these politicians will allow them to function?
It's like the nationalized banks. On paper, they are private enterprises. But in reality, the politicians meddle in it all the time.
Correct.
It's something akin to that.
Correct.
It just wouldn't work out. But running a city as a private, you know, you can call it an incorporated municipality, would make a hell of a difference.
Correct. So how would you conclude this, Akhilesh?
The way I look at it is, a city like Jamshedpur is a standing model of how private sector can manage public utilities and can give a far better of living that we need, we deserve, and we will need it with the kind of technology coming in. I don't think the state has the resources or the technology or the expertise to be able to manage the cities of the future. And looking at a private municipality might just do a lot of public good in India.
There will be a day that at least that India is where I would like to stay.
So with this, we conclude this episode on should cities be privately managed and probably privately owned. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.